Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and good afternoon, depending on where you are. And even if you're listening in Europe, it's probably evening. Yeah, it would be 10 o'clock over there in Europe. So this is your host, Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix. And my co-host today is Grace Noel. And I'm going to have her do an intro in a couple minutes. But I'm going to first introduce my show for people that are new callers. I've been doing a show on Blog Talk for about 7 years. A lot of people know what it's about. But my readings are geared to helping people reach higher heights. And the theme of our show in particular, as it always will be when it's Grace and I, is heaven on earth. So our readings are here. We're doing our readings as a service to help people get into a better place inside of their self. And I know a lot of times it has to do with other relationships. They really do affect us very much. But we try to focus on you and your happiness and how. And we also want to help you with your intuition. So, I mean, we don't want to be here forever, or we can't be here forever. There's a time limit on that. And we really want to help you firm up your intuition. So I love it when people come to the table with, well, you know, I want to leave my job, but I'm not sure because ABC, you know, like you've thought it out already and you kind of have a feeling, but you just need confirmation. I think that's really the best way to approach an intuitive, to already have a kind of an idea using your own intuition. I mean, but you know, if you don't know how to ask a question or how to approach it, we'll help you with that. I always tell people, don't worry about it. There's no dumb questions. I'll always help you reword what you're looking for if it's like not going to be a straight line to spirit. And that's another thing I'd like to start to help people to understand as we do our show is how to get your own help and how to phrase things when you're asking spirit to give you an answer. I've learned throughout time through trial and error, and I can share a lot of that with people. And my intuition will also allow me to help you with. So let me see. Oops. Oh, no. I don't know if I'm still on. I just hit something on my computer. There we are. Okay. And my studio screen went off. This is a virtual studio. We aren't actually in a studio with switches and things. It's all virtual. It's really cool. Blog Talk. Okay, so anyway, I wrote a bunch of books. I had a huge spiritual awakening in the early 90s. I had always been intuitive, but I was praying for help because I needed to know what to do with it. My intuition and my empathy were just completely out of whack, and I went on a wild earth school thing with Christ, and it was amazing. That was back in the 90s, and all my books come from the downloads I received from Spirit throughout time. And I love doing the show because, you know, sometimes you want a private reading from one of us because you need to know more. It helps introduce you to a different way of looking at intuitive advice and intuitive work. And what else can I say? That's me, and I'm gonna let give Grace the floor right now, and she can tell you what she'd like to tell you about herself. Good morning, Grace. Good afternoon, Grace. You're on the East Coast, the Pacific Coast.
Yes, good afternoon. Grace Noel here from Portland, Oregon. And thank you so much for having me back on the show again. It's a pleasure to see how in line we are without even talking at all throughout the week. What you spoke of today was exactly what I was writing about, for people to know that if they're even on the show today, that in my belief, they're already on the path of heaven on earth, and that they're already knowing that they have some of their own intuitions. And with the earth's magnetic field lightning, that more and more intuition is coming in for all of us that way. Scientifically, science is meeting up with mysticism.
Yes.
And yeah, and I just love it again. Last time we were right on board with calling in Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, and all the Marys and the archangels and everybody that we, you know, had called in to help with the show today without talking to each other. I've got the teams on board again today for all of that, and I'm sure you do too, Alana Kay. And again, with this theme today to help others, what I wrote down, one of the things was to be your own best listener, to know the Lord thy God, and not in a Christian, you know, having to be everything Christian type of way, but in a Christ-minded, Christ-conscious, what it seems to me so far, Alana Kay, that you are helping people to have today. So not necessarily with a, this is going to happen in 6 months or something, which it feels like we might have gone on to the show last time, that can come up. However, what was really my focus is right with yours, right on target today, Alana Kay, to help people find their own heaven on earth. And yeah, here we go. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful to be on the show again. Thank you so much.
Thanks for saying that. And then I'm going to just kind of put the frosting on all of that and say, just call us, hang in there for a minute. Thanks for waiting. I'm going to just about another 30 seconds. The heaven within, and that is there all the time. It's always available. It's by aligning with your authentic self, with your soul. Your soul is always in a good place. It's only our lower selves and the matrix, the chaos that humanity has created, that gives us stress, and we can learn how to get out of that. And the other thing is, she mentioned one other thing that was really important. I can't not keep slipping my mind about the time element. It's all about the energy. So the time is very insignificant. The time is now, and it's about aligning with love all the time. Oh, I know what it was, is that when I speak of Christianity and Christ consciousness, I'm not talking about the small church Jesus where everybody's pointing fingers at others and, you know, that whole thing where it's a set of moral beliefs. I'm talking about the big cosmic Christ, the creation, the love vibration, the creation of all the beauty and everything that goes along with that. So that's the kind of Christianity we're talking about here. I think Grace alluded to that.
Absolutely.
Okay,
the love and the
life.
The love and the light, and for each of us, how we can best have that in our own hearts and help all of us that way. Yes, yes.
Exactly. And each person who adopts that energy and starts to live in that energy helps the entire planet. It's amazing, the alchemy that happens from that. So I'm going to go to my first caller. I take you in the order that you called, and this one's been waiting a long time. 267 area code. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania. I always enjoy when I can catch your show. I like it.
Thanks. So you've listened before.
Hi, Jessica.
That's good.
Yeah, I've spoken to you before. I haven't caught on the both of you guys, but I have gotten a reading from you, Alana, a couple of times over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just curious what you were picking up. Do I need a specific question, or you want a certain area, or how do you work this show?
Okay, that's a good question. So for me, I usually like to listen to what people are saying. Sometimes they have a whole bunch to say, and if they don't, I just let you know that I need to hear your voice so that I can differentiate your soul, because I communicate with your higher self. And I personally picked that up from your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And and sometimes I remember the readings that I've had with people, and sometimes it takes me a minute and then I'll remember. But I am picking up spiritual teacher energy, and I don't know if you're currently practicing. Are you offering yourself as for doing readings or spiritual?
It's just how I live in the world. But yeah, I'm offering classes and healings too. I'm getting back into the groove of offering my events, because I'm still setting myself up in this new state that I'm in, this new area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So good. Excellent. Let me tune into that energy for you. I'm going to take my glasses off of my head so I can tune in for you better. I do see that what the challenge is going to be, and I always give what's coming from spirit, and I just trust what it is. And it's usually like the first and foremost thing. But what I'm getting is that the challenge for you as you get into this, I actually see this being pretty big for you. And the challenge is going to be balancing the volume of business and the business side of it with the being able to be present with spirit to stay true to your goals as you go through this.
Oh, that's an amazing problem to have. And yes, I've already sensed that also, because I can like feel it coming in. And at times I get really busy,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I miss my quiet time. I'm used to spending so much time with spirit, just sitting and being. But yes,
yeah,
I
hear you. I do that too. You know, this is interesting that now that you say that, that's one of my concerns too, and it always has been. But what I've learned is that you actually control the flow. So notice your breathing, and notice the difference between your breathing and then those outside energies that are seeking what it is you have to offer. And the differentiation in those energies, you don't have to allow those energies to come into your energy field when you're trying to have quiet time. And I think a lot of times the people that offer service, they have this feeling, and I've been this way all my life, is that I can't say no. And so what you want to look at is, what am I doing within myself that allows the energies in or it keeps them at bay? So you want to work on that so that you can gradually make sure that you main con- it's like a faucet. You know, it's like you control the faucet, but it's knowing when is the water leaking in and when is it not. And definitely in order for you to, you know this already, I know you know this, in order to continue being of high quality and offering what you have to bring from your soul, you need to be in that space. Of just centeredness and peace. And too much physical activity, kinetic activity, and other energies will throw you off, and then you're not, you already know that. You know, like I said, I'm sure you know that. But I guess the thing I wanted to pass on to you is you are in control. And if you ever feel like it's out of control, then all you need to do is go within and look at it almost like an observer from within and say, now, how is that energy getting in? Because, you know, like I'm trying to rest, but then something keeps like bumping up. Oh, yeah, I got to do that. Oh, yeah, I got to do that. And then just say, now, how is that on my peace? I'll leave it at that. And if you have any comments or questions.
Yeah, I love that. I actually just did that the last couple of days with a person that I've gotten closer with. He's been helping me, which is actually what I wanted to just address a little bit, was the housing situation. I spoke to you several months ago about it. I've been in the process of creating this new house for me to rent. And something I've had over the last several months, this has been a journey I've been on for the last 7 months, and I've had a lot of things pop up as possibilities, and then I like kind of out-created it, and I went further, and I was like, no, let's not have that. Let's have this instead. And then something new would happen, and then I would be like, no, and then it would just disappear as fast as it came in. So
yeah, that's because there's a place that's meant to be.
Well,
it's like your soul is already chosen it, so you just need to align with that.
Well, so my question with that is because this place came in the last couple of days, and initially I was really excited about it because it's on a farm and it's in the town I wanted. But then something shifted with that. Switched me to the other side of the house. It's a twin home. I want a house to myself to rent. And anyway, there's just like different variables that it feels like dirty to me, and it's old and it's not bright enough.
Yeah, you definitely, I'm feeling from your heart center that you're right. You need a clear space, clear energy,
yes,
and to be by yourself for that reason, because you're doing service. So you really need to have a clear space. Yeah.
Yes.
And your heart will bring
you
to it. I'm feeling that really strong.
Bringing to it, you said?
Your heart will just draw you to it. I'm gonna pass you on to Grace in a second, but there's one thing I've been learning myself for the last few years, and I've really had results lately. Really some amazing life-changing results. Is that what we need to do is that the universe already knows what our soul wants and needs. And that information is in the electromagnetic pulsations that are given off by your heart chakra. So what happens is, because energy is manifesting so quickly, that's when you get the starts and stops and starts and stops instead of getting the real thing. Because whatever thoughts we have, like if we go, well, you know, I want this and I need that, then what happens is that'll start to manifest, but only a part of that exists there. Whereas our heart chakra, if we leave it alone and we use our breath for manifesting, we make sure we neutralize our mind, and then we trust our heart energy, we trust our soul, we trust spirit and our guides and angels to align us with the appropriate place. And I'm feeling this really strong for you. I just need to pass that on to you. That you need to let your heart manifest the place. And be careful not to think about it.
Okay,
you can feel it. You can feel it. Just feel it.
It's at a point that I told my realtor, because he had to pull some strings. He's loaning me money for it too. And I told him I'm going to take this other place he found because it's a long story, but I told him I'm going to just take it. But I know where I'm hoping, again, if this is the timeline thing, I haven't signed a lease yet. I'm not going to. I think it's going to be delayed for a few weeks, but I need this place to arrive within the next week or two or something before this other.
I wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? You might, it's a lesson, you know. It's about just letting your heart do the work. Let your magnetic field do the work.
Okay.
Too much thinking, too much, yeah, but this and do is going to totally interfere with the manifesting and the connection, and it should feel more magical. So whenever you feel yourself saying all of these, when it comes to intuition, it's either yes or no, stay or go. It's as soon as our analytical mind comes in, we are sidestepping our intuition, and that's an important thing for people to know. It takes a lot of practice. The brain wants to jump in. So Jessica, I'm going to pass you on to Grace. And we're going to have to wrap this one up pretty quick. We're doing okay on the switchboard. I don't have, like, 20 calls. We're going to be able to hang in there, everybody. We'll get to you. Okay, I'm going to pass you on to Grace. Grace, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, the thing for me was I got intermingled with this guy, so that's why it brought up some doubts for me, I guess, or weirdness that I've been working through, you know, when somebody else is connected to their decision.
Hi there, dear. Hi there, Grace Noel here, dear. I'll let you know real simply what I had before you even started talking with Alana Kay at all. Was I was getting to just be still and have some meditation time, and so I'm very glad that I got that before you guys started talking about that, because the other thing that I got was about trust and belief. So this helps me to have a trust and a belief in my own intuition, which with the other things we've been speaking to helps us all to have trust in our own intuition. which is really what I am agreeing with and hearing Alana Kay mention on this. So mine was more in regards, it's applicable to everything else in your life, but it was more in regards to your work that you're doing about that. But it was for everything. So for everything that is going on, if you take that time that you're used to taking to be still and go to your, you know, go to your higher power, then those, it's going to be so much more clear to you with the little things as well. You know, not that it's little with moving or anything, but everything becomes much clearer that way. And it was a very clear message from me about belief in yourself with the work that you're doing and the intuition that you have. And so, too, again, I'm going to just say, as we need to wrap this up and get on to another caller, is that belief in your own intuition and your work that you're doing and the service that you're providing for other people and all of us to help find this place of love of self and life joy and life purpose and to help bring heaven on earth for all of us. You trust in that for you. You take that still time, dear love, and trust in that for all other things in your life. Okay, sweetheart, you're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Very helpful. I liked it. Thank you.
Good. I think a lot of people can glean a lot from that. Thanks for calling in, Jessica. Let us know how
Thank
it's going.
You.
Okay.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Yes.
Aloha.
Bye.
Perfect. Excellent. We got to hit a lot of subjects on that one. I'm going to the 256 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. I thought when I saw the 256, that was you.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So my question is, I've been teaching for almost 2 decades, and I thought that my next job was going to be a counselor, but I got into school, and the first semester I did well, but it didn't resonate with me. So now...
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a different, like, subject area, and it's called applied behavior analysis, and it doesn't resonate with me either. So I'm trying to figure out what I need to do next.
Yeah, I remember when you called about a year or two ago and you were talking about getting a job at a college. Is that when you're talking about the counseling job? Were you getting a job at a college?
I think it was like more type.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you this. The way you come across to me today is it feels like you've really grown. We grow all the time. I mean, tomorrow I'm going to be a different person. So I'm not saying like, oh, you really needed to grow up. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying between the last time I talked to you and now, and what I'm picking up where you've grown is you've grown in your resolve and your self-confidence and knowledge of self, which is, I think I say that in my books, you know, to know yourself is to know heaven. And you are more, way more sure of yourself, and you're taking control of the situation. And a lot of what we learn when we're experiencing things as we are going through our life, a lot of it is learning what we don't want to, like, you know, I tried this and this is what I like, what I don't like about it, you know, the sorting out process. And the way I'm feeling right now is due to these two recent experiences, you're more empowered. And I would definitely do that within time. And I can even go to your within, which is what we're here for, and kind of help you with that. You're definitely, I know I've always told you that you're a spiritual leader, you're way up on the spiritual charts, you know, your soul, you know, you're an old soul, you're with the Christ vibration. And that gets revealed to us more a little bit every day. And I just want to see, I'm going to check in with your soul and see about how far along we are on all of this. And I realize that the physical requirements of life have given you a challenge as they give everybody a challenge. I am saying that you are at the point now where you can really call the shots. You had some experience, and see, that's why you've grown, and you might not have noticed how much you've grown. But you're at the point where you're really at the doorway where you can call the shots now. I see one more. I'm seeing one more job, and the job is going to be to challenge, and it's going to be to teach you even further to align with your truth, you know, where you can be in a place and you can function from your truth, from the way you really, like you said, resonates with me. And then once you feel really solid in all of that and a few other things that you're going to pick up from that environment, then you're going to go on your own. Then you're going to be your own boss. That's what I'm seeing. That you're still putting together what resonates for you, and you should always talk that out, you know, either talk to yourself, talk to Jesus, talk to somebody that's going to give you the right feedback. You can even use this format if you want to tell us, just tell the world right now, what do you really want? What? Go ahead.
So what I really want is saying right about how to navigate through life spiritually, how and to help children more than anything, and to help young adults. I know I need to be writing, but I don't have the inspiration to write sometimes.
Yeah, I see. That's just because you're dealing with the things of life. And that prevents a lot of people from writing or doing creative expression, just taking care of the details of life, picking up kids, dropping them off, taking care of laundry, grocery shopping, paying the bills, you know, that kind of stuff. I see that getting in the way. So don't give up on the writing yet. There will be a day. And if you're getting information that you want to write about, just store it. All my books are stored somewhere. I don't know where they're stored. And then when I'm ready to write, it's all there. I call it my external hard drive. So don't worry about losing track of the information or rehashing it. That'll just get you tired. Anything that Spirit is showing you or giving you as downloads, it's there. It's yours. It means it's yours. So don't worry about that. And then, you really want to, but see, I'm also getting that wherever you're going to be led next. Okay. So as far as you said how to navigate, there's knowing yourself so you don't get caught up in the hurricane of life and the chaos and other people's stuff. There's knowing that. And then there's also things we need to experience and learn. And sometimes that isn't as fun as, you know, the last two jobs you've had.
Right.
So when you're asking to be guided by your higher self or by Christ, sometimes it'll lead you into a storm. But sometimes that's a perfect storm. It's because there's still things. Oh. But what I'm getting that you're learning, and I've seen this too with other people that are supposed to be counselors, is they have these government jobs or with corporate jobs, and they're like, yuck, 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 I don't like this, I don't like this. But all of that is teaching you. It's like you went in there and you were a blank slate. But everything you saw that you didn't like the way people, and it caused you to formulate how you think it should be done. So that was a very valuable thing. That's almost like the oyster, the pearl and the oyster effect. I think you know what I mean. So I'm seeing you got a little more of that. You're still growing your pearl. Just hang in there. But have faith and belief that this is leading somewhere. But once again, you have to make sure that you always ask Christ to lead you, because otherwise you'll get caught up in some other stuff that, you know, asking Christ to lead you is always so perfect. So just trust it. And then, okay. And I'm so proud of you and your journey. This has been amazing. And I like that, to hear people throughout time too, because then I see how they're progressing, which is really cool. Do you want to talk to Grace for a bit? I'm going to pass you on to Grace.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
There we go.
Gracie,
sorry about that. Oh, yes, here I am. I had my microphone muted in case the lovely dog fell backwards as God poodle started chasing any squirrels in the background.
Oh.
Here.
Yes.
When you mentioned
the working with children, let me back up a bit. First of all, I got the same thing that I got with doing a personal reading for someone the other night, which was do what you love and love what you do. As you and Alana were talking about that next thing that might be coming to help you with a lesson, I saw your heart matching up and putting it out there to the universe with what it is that you love to do and finding that. When you mentioned children and youth, with the children, there was something different, but with the youth became very strongly a possibility of a treatment type of center. And I don't know if that's anything that's resonated with you before or not, but I saw adolescents that were troubled and going the wrong way with drugs and alcohol, and that there was some part that you could play with them in helping them to find a power greater than themselves that will, within this treatment center, something you might do with them, or maybe being a counselor or something like that with them, that might be part of your calling with something that you love doing. So that's what I got for today. And with the kids, I saw like a preschool, like a almost like a church, little like a school, some type of a like a 5-year-old children's small little children's school of some time, either some kind, either with a church or something of that sort. So there you go. And thank you so much for sharing your heart with us today and helping everyone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both. Have a great evening.
Okay. You too. Thanks for calling. Aloha.
Aloha.
Let us know how it's going, Kimberly. Okay. All righty. Cool. Excellent. Going to the 703 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi. Have I talked to you before?
Hi. I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to know. I'm just asking.
No, hi, Andrea.
I'm not sure.
Hi.
Well, how are you doing today?
I'm good, except unfortunately last September I got laid off. So I've had several interviews, but I had 4 interviews with one company, and they said they were going to make a decision on Friday. They still have to work out some things with corporate, which is in Hong Kong. So do you see an offer coming or maybe a different job coming through?
Okay, let me tune in. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions because I want to hear your...
Sure.
I need to connect with your soul to get an answer. I had an inclination, but I feel like I need to be more clear. Okay, so have you been – this is just so I can hear your voice. Have you been doing this type of work for a period of time?
Yeah, I've been doing some administrative work for the past, I don't know, let's just say 5-6 years.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Maybe a little more.
So – I'm getting that your soul is going to move you into a job where you can use your administrative knowledge, but where you can do more where you're coming from your heart. It'll be more, coming from your heart, where you need that kind of connection and discernment and intuition with what you're doing. So it's either... And that's all let me see. I'm see if I'm getting more information. So then
it's
a certain group of people or certain type of people that you're supposed to be working with. So then what I would do is I'd look at this particular job and see if I think that's matching what your soul is trying to do. It's always our soul is always leading us. Like that's why I always say find the open door. When one door closes, another one opens. It's because our soul is always trying to lead us. And sometimes we don't know or we don't think, you know, that that's what we want or whatever. But I don't know if it's going to be a relief to you or if it's what you're expecting. But what I'm getting is you're going to be put into an environment. So you're going to be put into an environment where you're going to be able to be in your heart and the people around you. So I'm getting the feeling that this one might be dragging out because this might not be it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were you, I wouldn't exactly hope for something because that can set us up for disappointment. I would ask Christ to confirm for you and help you and guide you. Christ is a, it's controversial, but Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus came here and laid down a certain realm of consciousness, and that's how we access that consciousness. So whether or not you believe in Jesus Christ, there is a realm of consciousness, which is the heart consciousness that you can tap into. But that's what you want to lead you, and that's where you're at. And also feeling that very strong for you that that should be your desire for your heart, for Christ, for your higher self, to lead you to your next job, you know, rather than saying, kind of like the one with the housing, than saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. The heart
mm-hmm.
knows, you know, the heart knows, and the heart knows what's, it's almost like I'm getting like it's going to be like a resting spot for you. You're taking what you've learned, but it's going to be a place where you can really be at ease. I'm feeling that you really need that right now, too. Okay, that was a lot
mm-hmm.
of babbling. Go ahead.
It's okay.
Any questions about that?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, so it might be something else. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not necessarily getting an answer on this one, but I have a feeling that this one is not it, but don't worry about it because just want what the heart wants. Don't get distracted or disappointed. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass you on to Grace.
Okay.
Hi there. The first thing I got was that your heart isn't really in this job, that what it is that it's not really excited about doing it 100%. And the next thing with you both talking was to open up to some new things, maybe explore instead of fixating on this, to go ahead and open up and explore looking at some new things and see what comes open. And with that prayer, putting it out that Alana Kay was mentioning, I know for me, when I do that, I need to be ready for the answer. If the answer comes, then I really need to act on it, and I need to not ask unless I'm willing to act on what
very
that
good.
Answer is. And that it'll be, you know, it's like that dew gathering on the sheepskin. Well, sometimes I'm like, God, I need a little bit more than dew here. I need it to be obvious, so please make it obvious to me what it is
mm-hmm.
that you would have me do here. And then when it comes about, to be ready to take action on what that is. So that's what I have for you today, other than
perfect.
My heart and my
mind. Excellent. Yeah. See, that's why I like having two readers, because it's like one is standing off to the left a little, one's off to the right a little bit, and like gives you this more full picture. That was the perfect way to polish what I was saying. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like a little parrot sometimes, Alana Kay, because it's like, I'm like, yeah, in the background, I'm thinking, yeah, that's kind of what I saw too. But I saw a little of this. I've been like, Reese, they're going to think I'm just repeating what Alana Kay says. But
no,
is actually
see, this
really
is the thing,
great.
Is that I,
yeah, it verifies what you guys are all getting from this beautiful woman, Alana Kay.
Yeah, I should say that Noelle and I have known each other for a long time. This is for anybody that's going to listen to our show. We've known each other for a long time. We did improv together. And see, improv, creativity, living with the heart, it's all coming, intuition, it's all coming through the same portal. So I'm not surprised that, and this is also, if it's meant to be, or let something go, and if it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it, you know, really letting go. I did nothing to hang on to Noelle when she left the island a year ago.
Yep.
I didn't worry about it. And I've seen this happen before too, actually. People leave, they come back, whatever. But anyway, she left, and I had really some special times with her. There were some really special moments. And she actually,
yes,
found,
I
was
I
putting
say,
out a signal that I, go ahead.
I was just going to say, can I say that we knew nothing of each other's Christian mysticism?
We
had not.
Yeah, we knew nothing of our spiritual
all.
Beliefs.
So continue on.
And then, Yeah. That's a good point. And then what happened was I was feeling inside. I've been doing the show for 7 years, and I'm getting inside of me. It's time for you to stop going alone. There's people you should be working with. And I said, okay, I'm going to put out that signal, because this is alludes to what we were just talking about with you. I'm going to put out that signal. And then I did, and within days, private message on my Christian mysticism page on Facebook, and it was Grace saying that she was looking for like-minded. She didn't know it was me.
I did not know it was. I was just reaching out there myself.
And she's in a different state. I'm in Hawaii yet, and she's over there. And so Spirit put us together anyway, heart to heart, you know, without us even knowing who it was. And I've had more
after
of those.
It took several emails for us to find out that we knew each other.
To figure out. So, I mean, and I just ran into Jim Carrey and talked to him, and I always knew I wasn't looking for it. I just knew in my heart someday I was going to run into him. I did, and I had a great conversation with him about Christ and Jesus and consciousness and all kinds of stuff, and about humor and about improv, and it was a conversation I always knew. And I did nothing to make these things happen. I didn't toil over them. I just knew, you know, I acknowledged what was in my heart. And what we do on the show here is we help you, because we're in that space and we trust it and believe in it. So then what we like to do is tune into your heart, and then we help strengthen that too, so that you can feel that. And like Grace said, as soon as and I've said this too in my own way of saying it, as soon as you start to question it, second guess it, you know, you throw it all off. You know, it'll come back again someday, but yeah, you definitely want to stay on the pulse of what your soul is trying to connect you with. Anyway, that's the whole subject.
Great.
We'll probably do a whole show on that someday, but that's what we're here for. Yeah, so we're getting that, yeah, you should put it out that you can get something that resonates with your heart. I'm getting that it's time for your heart to rest, be around other people that are also more aligned with their heart, and will honor who you are on a deeper level. And I'm getting that that's what's coming for you. So be open to it.
Okay.
Righty.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Andrea. Okay.
Right. You're welcome.
Aloha.
Okay.
Okay. I know we're taking a while with these calls. I'm used to doing the quicker ones with my half-hour show. We're doing a longer show. But I think we should be able to get to everybody. I'm going with I don't know if those are eights or threes. I got to put my glasses on. 303 area code. Is that Colorado? Hi. Hello. You're on the air. Oh, I think if you're on a speaker or something, I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
I'll give you a sec. Oh, yeah, I can't hear you. I don't know if it's a set of headphones or what it is. One more time, and then I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'll just try to get back to you if you can iron out your technical difficulties. Okay, I'll come back to 303. I'm going to 914 area code. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, my name is Christine. I was just calling to see if you could pick up anything about my love life. I don't have anything on the horizon, and I am just feeling kind of lonely, and I'm just looking for love and looking for true love that'll last.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. okay, sorry. That song was triggers in my mind. Yeah, okay, let me see if I can help or reword that. I have to tune in. I heard your voice. Let me ask you a couple more questions. So I do have to say the first feeling when I heard your voice, when I tuned into your voice, and then I got a little distracted, was that you're not going to align with the right person until you advance more in your self-knowledge, because everything is vibrational and everything is directed by our soul. So those are the two things you need to keep in mind. Vibrational meaning that just like heaven and hell can't exist, oil and water can't exist in the same space, vibrations are the same way. Vibrations are made of thoughts and feelings and so on and so forth. For instance, if you feel lonely and you're really looking for love, you will attract a person who is also lonely and looking for love, and that's a formula for disaster when the relationship plays out, because people's insecurities will bubble up, arguments, disagreements, God knows what. So because of the higher vibration on the planet, we should want, you can keep wanting something, that's fine, that's up to you, but we should, it's advisable, it's wise to want a person who's full inside their self, and we want to get to the point where we're full. And part of being full, and this is getting back to the beginning and giving a lot of kind of like background information, is the first thing I got for you is to get more acquainted with what you're here for, like your strengths, your things you might want to work on, your interests in life, your happiness with your job, with your career. And then when you get to that point, you will be vibrationally, and I this is really strong, this is really clear, I don't ever want you to forget this. If you have to listen to the show again, and if it doesn't resonate now, someday it will, and you're going to say, oh, I know what she was talking about, is you're going to get into a place inside of yourself, and that's going to align you with the other person, because they are also going to be happy in their job and happy with who they are. Now, let me back up a little bit then. That's all I can say about the relationship, but helping you understand more like who you are, like what you're here for, I am picking up that you want to develop all the things that you have interests in, and you shouldn't hesitate, and that'll give you a fulfilling feeling. There's nothing more fulfilling than enjoying the things that are your inherent gifts, and I am seeing a gift for art and beauty, like a lot of creative gifts. For instance, let's say you get into your creative gifts. You don't want to be around a person, if that's your destiny, you don't want to be around a person who's nothing but the 9-to-5. You don't, that relationship wouldn't last. And if you got around another person who was really successful with their creativity and you weren't yet, you hadn't even gone into it, you'd always be overshadowed or intimidated by their level of attainment. So I suggest that you develop all of these things inside of yourself, and then at a certain point, then you will vibrate to a person who has a complementary energy for you. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that there's probably creative synergy in your future. A lot of it our soul knows.
That's exactly what I want.
You know, it closes them. Yeah, you want creative synergy, so you have to still develop your creativity. And then whoever's going to come your way, they might be destined. I'm almost seeing it might be somebody like a soul. Like before we come into our life, we talk to certain people. Like I'm sure that is the case with Noah, with Grace Noel, is that we talked to each other before we were born, and we said, okay, now we're going to meet, and this is what we're going to do together. That's literally, we do that with some people. And I guess I am seeing that there is someone who is also a creative, and you'll meet them on that path, but you need to match that vibration for that to happen. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to, okay, Christine, I'm going to pass you on to Grace.
Sense.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. Here's Grace.
Hello. I
hi.
Honestly don't, hi, dear. I don't have very much to add to that. I think Lana Kay hit everything that was going on for me, except for the very first feeling I got was a feeling of delight for that when it comes for you, that it was just, it was, I had to just a smile on my face for the delight that was coming from that. And then honestly, before you both started talking, I saw it within yourself first. I saw that light that came upon my whole face come within you first before it came within that union. and there was no time frame or anything, but it was just, it was sheer delight that it is there for you, dear. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I'm holding that hope. I'm holding on to that faith that it's going to happen.
Hold
it
fulfillment in the moment. Yes, hold it stronger than the hope. Hold it in your bones, in your heart. Let it just breathe in. Like if you could just take a breath in with your nose right now, just deep breath in and let it out and just let it feel it in your heart and across your shoulders. Feel that delight. Just feel it. And you can hold it closer to your heart than a hope, dear. Hold it as it's real. And wear it as a beautiful new cloak around you, surrounding you and giving you that hug that you want, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all within. It's all within. And these things are born of us being in that space inside of ourselves. So get there, keep doing it, keep loving the things that you do, and keep getting into the creativity. And if you get some romantic things or whatever kind of beautiful things you want to draw from that energy, do it, you know. Get real comfortable with it. And then once you really got a hold of it, then you're going to vibrate to the right creative partner. Okay? Perfect.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
That was a pretty clear one. The relationship questions aren't always that easy to answer. That was a pretty easy one. Okay, I got a Skype caller, 111 across the board here. Hi. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Hello? I wonder if it's your internet connection.
You want to set off a few minutes again. You want to make sure that's not
right. Hello? I just want to tell my Skype caller, I can't really hear you. Oh. Would you please send us an email? And we'll try to answer your question on email. Okay. All right. Yeah, I can't hear you. It's totally breaking up. Okay,
please,
I got
to
get
to email.
We're running out of time.
Either one of us.
Yeah,
feel free to email me as well, and I can do a personal call with you.
Okay. All right, thanks. So we got dedicatedgrace@gmail.com and Alana@alanak.com. It's on the show description if you need that spelled out for you. And I think I told the one person, this is the 951 area code. Are you the person I couldn't hear before?
I'm
is this
not
a new
sure,
caller?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, you sound new.
Yep.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, I can. So what can we talk about tonight?
Just a message from spirit of my angels, spirit guides, anything like that.
A message from spirit. I've even done a lot of shows like that where I just hear your voice and then you don't ask a question and I give you a message from spirit. But I just need to ask a couple questions so I can tune into your spirit, okay?
Okay.
Let me see.
I'd like you to talk about weather, you know, just so I could talk. I know another lady that does this, and Sherry, she, you know, wants me to talk about her or something in my neighborhood, you know. It seems to be about 70, getting a little chillier, but I'm California, so I'm not, you know, in Minnesota. But
I'm getting a message right away, if I could just
you
butt in.
Go ahead, Grace. Yep, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It's about diet, dear. It's about diet and foods, and it's about giving yourself some more nourishing foods and not having to change anything with taking anything away, but spirit wants you to have healthier things added in so that those other things that might not be serving you can fall away. And that is the message, short and sweet, right now that I'm getting right away and trusting my intuition.
Awesome.
On that. So, and because you are loved and you're just, I felt this comfort and love that when you asked that question that spirit just wants you to know how loved, supported, and comforted you are, and that is a wish of comfort coming. Okay. I don't know if that resonates with you, but that's to start with.
Well, it makes sense that I'm really kind of a blessing to humanity and stuff. Sometimes people are having a bad day. Some people, they don't see it that way or something.
Yeah. Well, Yeah, it is a little bit taking more of care of your physical self.
A little bit more
taking
than
care
that
of
was
your
the
physical.
Message, too. The message
yeah,
to thank you was just a tad more was that you are loved and appreciated.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm glad you said that. Yeah,
for
your,
what you're
your
doing.
Spirit,
yeah,
see,
the spirit
you,
just wants you to
you
know
are,
that you're loved and appreciated.
Wow.
Go ahead.
I do see that your presence and your voice, you should be working with people. Your presence and your voice are soothing to people, and you're deeply connected to your soul. I am picking up physical interference, and that's the only way I'm picking it up. And that is similar to what Grace was saying, is what you're ingesting perhaps needs to be changed. And I'm going
to
leave
take
it at that. But you are, you're definitely, you have a gift of presence and a gift of connecting with people. I don't know if you're in sales or radio or whatever, but that's where you should be, or counseling, those kind of things where you're connecting with people, that you are here to bring that presence, but definitely your physicality. And I'm sure you know what we're talking about. So,
yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
You're an old soul. You had a lot to bring to the table. Take care of yourself.
Thank
okay, I got to kind of zoom through the calls a little bit. You are so welcome.
Okay,
love
thank
hearing
you.
Your voice.
You are so loved. You are so loved.
See you next time.
Right.
That's all, folks.
Okay, that's all, folks. Thanks. Trying to put that on the headphone. Okay, I got two more calls I'm going to take. So that the show is going to end, and I hear it's a little bit of an interruption. There's a recorded voice that comes on and tells me my show is ready to finish, but I get an extra like 5 to 10 minutes before the computer cuts it off. So I will take these last two calls. I might have to monitor how much time we spend on them. And this is great. Then we can talk to everybody. So I'm going to the 404 area code, and it's taking a second. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Alana. Hi, Alana.
What would you like us to talk about? Hi.
Oh, I just want to know. Hi. I just want to know what spirit has in store for me, what spirit needs, what I need to know. I'm feeling some kind
what
of a way, and I'm like,
know.
What do I need to know? Yeah. Is there something
yeah.
I need to know that's going to be exciting and good?
Oh, like what's coming? Grace, if you got anything real quick, you can go ahead. I'm going to try to tune into her voice.
Yes. When you first came on, dear, what did you say?
I said, hello, Alana.
Yeah, right after that.
I say I would like to know what the spirit has to share with me, something I need to know, and I say I would love to hear something. I'm receiving whatever, but I want to hear something that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel that way. I need some excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Inspiration.
Inspiration. I think your heart is calling out for it already without us even having to do any kind of consulting
mm-hmm.
or anything. I think you're saying
yeah.
it right now, and that you're declaring it, that you are ready for something exciting, and that just by you doing that
mm-hmm.
and our synergy together on this show, which I hope Alana and I will do a whole show on that as well, on how we can help each other like that, that by
mm-hmm.
you making that statement that you're calling it in, and that your prayers are heard,
yep,
and are being answered, and this is kind of a theme today, but it seems
yeah.
to be something that's on the radar about taking the quiet time, dear, to know what that is. And so if you take your take your God time and just tune in, and you know, whatever it is for you that's your spiritual, your best spiritual tune-in time, really take that time and to ask for it to be revealed what is that thing that you're supposed to do next. And let it surprise you. If something strange comes to you, like, oh, horses, I never thought
yeah.
about that,
And all of a sudden you're looking up about horseback riding or something like that. Don't doubt it. Do believe it. So take the meditation time. And then when something comes to you, no matter how weird it sounds, Google it. Look it up. Give it a go.
Yeah, you gotta be a yes,
go
man.
Down that track. Go down that racetrack and see what it holds for you, okay?
I will.
I was going to say, Jesus, show me how you love me. Jesus, show me how you love me. And then sit back and watch the show. That's all you got to do. Totally.
Yeah, okay.
Because I can feel that you're with the Christ vibration, and Jesus knows your heart. So just sit back and let Christ, you know. And I can't believe the little surprises that happen when I just say, yeah, universe surprised me today. It's amazing. Yeah, Jesus, show me. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, Jesus runs your life, man. So you're like, you got this. Okay, I'm going to try to get to the last comment. You're there. You're right there. And you're asking, yay.
Yep. You've got it.
We're everybody's heart. Pump up everybody's heart today. Well, thanks for calling in. That's what it is. Let Jesus show you a good time. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. And then let us know what it is. I want to hear what it is.
Yes,
when you
I
say, Jesus, show me how much you love me, I want to hear you. I want you to call back next Sunday and tell
or
us what happened.
Message.
I would love
no.
to hear. Or email. Yeah. Yep. Okay, I can get my last call. Yay, I love when I can get everybody in. All right. 917 area code.
Yeah, how are you?
Great.
Hi,
how
good.
Are you doing?
Wonderful.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My name is Ashiel, and I also want to see what's coming up for me, whether it's my love life or career, whatever you can pick up on that, that'd be great.
Well, you have about 2 hours. Let me see.
2 hours?
Yeah, on the show, we're going to come up like with your next best thing. Just
yeah,
your next best
up,
thing,
yeah.
like for today. Yeah, for today. I'm not getting anything right off the bat. Grace, you want to go ahead?
The thing I'm getting off the bat is to go ahead. Hi there, Derek. To go ahead and start something simple that you don't have to figure it out today. That with a career thing, that just go ahead and take something for now. And it may not look to you like what you love doing, that your heart wants to be doing, but you'll go ahead and take it, and it will help support you. And through that, you will find what it is that you really want to do. And,
I'm getting gaining
so
knowledge. Study some things you're interested in. Yeah, go ahead. It kind of fits what
yeah,
you were saying
ahead.
There.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Alana,
I was getting. I was picking up, which didn't sound like a lot of fun, but I'm getting that there's knowledge you want to gain, and you'll have fun doing that. But it's like, you know, check into and study whatever it is that you're interested in. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you there, Grace. Because I'm just trying to wrap up.
Oh, that's fine.
And that was similar to like what I was saying. Well, I just thought it didn't sound like very much fun. You were asking for fun. No, that was the other one that was asking for fun. Oh, you. Yeah, sorry.
He was just wanting to know love life and career.
Career, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, career. Let me tune in a little bit on your special abilities. And I guess I'm getting the same thing, that there's something you need to know more about for, and it's something you're interested in. Are you interested in medicine? Whether it's allopathic or naturopathic or holistic or oils or like more like shaman kind of medicine, earth medicine? But I'm getting something with medicine. Which
I'm open to it, but I don't know exactly what direction yet, to be honest with you. But that sounds like, you know, something natural, that kind of stuff that I'd be more interested in.
Yeah, and I'm getting that you're bringing past life stuff in with you already. So you've practiced these things throughout past life, so you have some knowledge, and you're being motivated by that to continue your practice and bring it into, I am getting stuff now. See, the more I hear your voice, sometimes I just need to hear somebody's voice more.
Okay.
Then I pick it up because your voice actually carries the vibration of your soul. That's the reason. Mm-hmm. And then I go, oh, okay, I'm tuning into your specific soul. Because our words are different. You know, it's like how we interpret life, and then there's your soul. Yeah, so what it is that you're going to increase your knowledge of the earth-based, you know, food as medicine, herbs, things like that, and also mind-body. But what you're going to do is the way you dispensed it and the way you presented yourself in past lives was different because that was a different time period. So if I were you, the information is already in you. So when you start to study, just go online or get some books, turn all these lights on because a lot of it's already in you. And then it's a matter of using your current knowledge of life on Earth today in society and determining how and where you will dispense that now in this lifetime. Go ahead, Grace.
You know, the thing is, that makes a lot of sense to me, but I just didn't know how to start because what I was doing before, I was at an online store and I was selling skincare and I did well for about 7 years, but I just felt like I need to stop and do something else, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
It might even
now
be
it's gotta
something
be real.
Like acupuncture. I got something that it might even be something that you study quite a lot for, and while you're doing some kind of a delivery job or I don't know what, but I saw some kind of car thing that was just the job that helps sustain you while you're studying for this next thing that might be, it might be something quite up there in medicine, helping people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
like
definitely got a really good career
medicine.
With it. You're well suited for it. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely
there's
natural healing.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I just didn't know which area. Yeah. It's something that I'm being pulled toward that direction, but I wasn't sure yet. Whether it's Reiki, whatever it is, I was just giving
as medicine and mind-body connection, which acupuncture to me would fit in with because it's connections, it's neural connections, things like that. Yeah, just jump, see what starts to zing you. You know, I know that you might Google something, there's 20 million things, but see what you're drawn to, you know, let your soul lead you.
Right.
And then see what
you
vibrate to and start looking at it. And if it really starts to flip all these switches in you,
then you'll
know. Go ahead and keep reading that or further. Yeah, you'll know. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, now my voice is starting to... hang on a second. I do want to wrap up the show, so I have throat spray. I have an herbal throat spray. Hang on a second, sorry.
Okay.
But you guys, you don't see any love interest coming anytime soon, do you?
I didn't tune in on that part.
Okay.
It's almost seeming, what came to mind there was if there's any elders in your life that you need to pay respects to them or maybe give some energy devoted to elders first before that. And I'm not going to question this. I'm just going to say this is what's up. So it's either some elders that are in your family line that need your love and care first, or volunteering at some place like that with doing something to give your love and care in that area first before yours comes into your life. That's what came up.
That makes sense because I like doing that anyway.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And there's going to be something that comes through that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're engaged in that. That makes sense. Perfect. Well, thanks for calling in, and I also like to thank every other brave person who called in today. I think we had an absolutely fabulous show.
Thank you, lady.
Talking about all these different things.
Thank you, too.
Everybody can go. Oh, yeah, I forgot to take his mic off. Sorry about, my voice just fell apart there at the end. And we will be back again next Sunday at this time, and I'm going to talk to Grace about setting up a show during the week, maybe Wednesday evening or something, remembering that there's time zone differences, but we'll get it worked out. And I really appreciate everybody's calls. I think if you want to listen to the show again, you just go to the show profile, and you can listen to all the archives. and share this with your friends. And we'll see you again next Sunday, if not sooner. Aloha.
Aloha.